Ben began to wonder if his father might have suffered a concussion during the fight.
Dad, you know it wasn't us she was trying to save when she killed Talon, right?
He asked.
She was just trying to keep Abeloth from making him her tentacle cleaner, then using him to take control of the Sith.
That's not a bad thing, Ben. As Luke spoke, he kept his gaze on Vistara. And neither was sparing the galaxy another of Abeloth's kind. As Luke spoke, the purple-eyed Kashyyyri started across the circle on an interception vector, with a dozen more Sith following close behind. Vistara watched them for a moment, then lowered her chin.
Thank you for giving me a choice, Master Skywalker.
Her voice was so soft that Ben could barely hear it.
But killing so far above my station will make me a target for many years. If I survive the initial retaliations, I think I'm better off with you than with my own people.
Ben's heart began to dance a little bit. He didn't trust Vistara, but he was beginning to think he might have a real chance of turning her to the light side.
So you're still coming with us?
He asked, grinning. Vistara sighed in exasperation.
It doesn't mean I've fallen for you, Ben Skywalker.
Giving him no chance to reply, she nodded at the approaching band.
And now, perhaps the time has come to make a run for the Shadow?
Before Ben could remind her of his father's injured leg, Luke said, We're fine. Running will start a fight, and a fight will cost us even more time.
You Jedi, are you all mad?
Vistara whispered. Ben was about to side with her, until he noticed the speaker bud in the Kashyyyri's ear. The Sith was speaking into a throat mic as he walked and casting uneasy glances toward the sky, and the Force was fairly sizzling with his panic.
Master Skywalker, running is our only chance,
Vistara pressed.
We're outnumbered. Badly.
We're not.
Ben glanced skyward. He didn't see any sign of help yet, but he knew he wouldn't. Not until the moment it arrived.
Trust me on that.
Trust you?
Vistara retorted.
You are mad.
Before Ben could explain, the band of Sith spread across their path. The purple-eyed leader stepped forward and glared down at Vistara.
I need to speak to High Lord Talon. Where is he?
Vistara shrugged.
I'm sorry, Master Vool. I don't...
You'll find Lord Talon in the hall, Luke interrupted, waving an arm toward the door behind them. Along with Gavar Kai. We had quite a fight with Abeloth in there.
The Kashyyyri's eyes widened.
Is Lord Talon well?
About as well as can be expected, considering, Ben supplied.
He gestured toward the Shadow.
It's my dad and me who need the med bay. Do you mind?
That will have to wait.
The Kashyyyri, Master Vool, turned to Vistara.
You can operate their vessel?
Vistara's brow shot up.
I will need their help to get inside.
Ben could see by the way Vool's eyes narrowed that the last thing he wanted was the two Jedi with an earshot of a comm station, which only made sense if what Ben suspected was true, that help was on its way.
It's not that hard, Vistara,
Ben said. He reached out to the Shadow, using the Force to release the lock hidden inside the boarding hatch.
Just palm the control pad. It'll open.
Vool studied Ben for a moment, then said,
Your cooperation has just saved your life, Jedi.
Ben shrugged.
Hey, we're still on the same side in this thing,
he said.
Aren't we?
Of course.
Vool's tone was cool. But Ben could tell that his act had bought them a little time. The Sith turned back to Vistara.
Prepare the craft for departure. We will be leaving as soon as I return with your father and the High Lord Talon.
Vistara could not keep her eyes from widening, but her tone remained cool.
As you command, Master Vool.
She glanced back at Ben.
Is there anything I should know about cold firing procedures?
Just one thing,
Ben grinned.
You wouldn't want to leave without us.
Vistara suppressed a smile that Ben couldn't read, then nodded curtly at Vool.
That will depend on the wishes of High Lord Talon, of course.
She hurried ahead to the Shadow and palmed the control pad. As the hatch opened, Vool turned back to Luke.
You and your son will await High Lord Talon's pleasure here.
He sent three of his escorts to round up the rest of the Sith on the island, then ordered the others to wait with Ben and Luke.
Treat them as allies as long as they behave like allies, he said. But if they do anything suspicious...
Why would we do that? Luke interrupted. Is something wrong?
Nothing that concerns you.
Vool could not prevent his eyes from drifting skyward as he spoke.
We Sith are merely cautious by nature.
The Kashyyri turned toward the gathering hall, and a moment later, the Shadow's repulsor lift engines whined to life. Ben half expected to see the Star Yacht rising off its struts as Vistara made her escape alone. Instead, a hatch cover beneath the nose slid open. Several of the Sith guarding Luke and Ben turned toward the sound, then scowled in confusion when a retractable blaster cannon dropped from the opening.
Whoops, she did it again.
Ben rolled his eyes and tried to sound casual.
Wrong button,